Hello, panelists, and I also want to express my thanks that you all came out this evening and to the audience as well. I am the wildlife chair for the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club, and it's a volunteer position. I'm a frequent outings leader, and I just want to talk a little bit about why our chapter has such a problem with trapping on public lands. Part of the reason we felt the need for this process is that the game department opened the trapping rules for review after we requested that they do so in 2009 this year. It's called a permanent rule in the administrative code, and they claim they never actually have to review the trapping rules. We sent in over 12,000 petitions, letters, and emails protesting traps on public lands. We outnumbered the trappers' comments about 6-1. And our proposal to prohibit traps on public lands was never debated, it was not presented, nor was it voted on during the trapping rule review process. It was as though we did not exist. Let me show you a couple of examples of leg hole traps so you know what we're talking about, and talk about why it actually is, why would anyone use these things? Primarily, the licensing process through Game and Fish is so that people can capture animals and sell their skins for fur. Prices of fur have gone up lately in recent years, so we're seeing a corresponding increase in the amount of trapping. These two traps here are examples of leg hole traps. They are slightly different in the way they work, but I put arrows on the diagram so you can see what you have to do to make this trap open. And that's important to know, because if your dog gets caught, and we often hike with dogs, John Muir, our founder, hiked with dogs, it's helpful to know how to get them out. A big problem is, in the panic of the moment, you may not realize what you have to do, and even if you do see what you have to do, these can be very difficult to open, so much so that ordinary people can't open them. These are also legal in New Mexico. The top one is a wire snare. It's very inexpensive. It's got a locking mechanism. It sometimes is designed to just go one direction to strangle the animal. The animal's head enters it, and it slowly strangles to death. The lower one is called a conibear trap, and it's designed to kill, to break bones and kill the animal. And there have actually been instances of dogs dying in their owner's arms because they get their head in, and basically their muzzles are crushed. New Mexico Game and Fish is concerned enough about dogs being trapped, and I should mention, the leg hole trap is by far the most common trap in New Mexico. The kill traps are not as common. I think we are fortunate in that, but there's no rule. I mean, they're all legal. Game and Fish has made a video about how to open traps on YouTube, and I put up, captured a frame from that video. This is a model. This is a plastic model of a coyote that I think is used for target practice, and that's what they used for their trap opening film. It has metal pipes for legs, and I think we all can agree that's really not very realistic, and anyone who's had their dog trapped can, I think, confirm that. What we hear is that, from people who have had this happen, that the dog makes a vocalization that they describe as screaming. It is such a traumatizing experience. The dog will be biting at the trap, at itself, at nearby vegetation, and people get hurt too when the dog bites the owner who's just trying to get it out of the trap. The trap may not be removable, as I said. It takes a lot of strength, so people have to go to their veterinarian. They may have to get medical help, and nobody is repaying these expenses. Trappers certainly don't. For me and for our group, one of the worst things this does is it makes people think they should not be on public land. Traps are hidden. You'll never see them. There's no warning signs. And in our imaginations, once this happens to you, you can imagine that traps could be everywhere. So people tend to avoid places where they have every right to be. This is a photograph that I took of a trapper's truck that was in our canyon last winter. This Abert squirrel was killed in a trap. Obviously a small animal, even a leg hole trap, would kill it. Also in the back of the truck was a dead coyote and a dead fox. And so the non-target take on this day, which is another big objection that we have, was 33%. No one has to record or report how many non-target animals are hurt or killed, so we don't really know statewide what this take is, and trappers certainly, I think, probably would rather not tell us. Other animals that can be caught by accident, this is certainly not a complete list, but we have instances where all of these animals we know have been caught. hunters, were they to kill these animals, if they're protected as endangered species or even coati money, there's no open season on coatis, were they to kill these animals out of season and with no license, they would be prosecuted for poaching. Trappers are not held accountable in any way, even if the animal dies. Trapping also doesn't distinguish between females and young, so kittens can be caught, mothers can be caught, and again, there's no prosecution, there's no the bag limits, there's no bag limits for any species, and there's no distinction. They can take any age and any gender. And I want to just end this by talking about one thing that did happen to me. This is a slide from an outing that I led for the Sierra Club last winter in southern New Mexico. The background of those mountains is the Gila. And we were having a wonderful time. We had seen elk already on this day. We had seen raptors. And I was just taking a photograph of some stragglers as they caught up to us. 15 minutes after this photo was taken, we dropped down into a little side canyon, and I saw movement. I got really excited. There's an animal, and then I realized something was horribly wrong. This animal was captured in a trap. She's a female coyote, and she was only trying to run away. She would run to the end of the trap chain and then be flipped over, and then she would get up and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And I don't know if you can see, but her leg, there was bone showing. She was in the process. Trappers actually call this ringing off her foot. It happens often enough that they have a name for it. It's called a ring off. The mood of my outing, which I also will never forgive, was completely altered. We became silent, we became somber, and we decided to end the outing and try to find help for this coyote. So we were not in a cell zone, but we worked our way back to our vehicles, and I called when I got to where I could reach a phone. And a game officer did come out the next day, but the coyote was gone. There was no sign that anyone had checked this trap, and somehow she had managed to ring her foot off completely because she was indeed gone. So I don't know what her fate was, but I will never forget her eyes. I'm haunted by her still, as I expect some of you are now too. And for these reasons, the brutality of trapping, how indiscriminate it is, and how it hurts not only animals but people too, we are strongly opposed to the use of traps on public land.